The landscape of southeast County Durham can be characterised as a rolling and undulating coastal plain, with a series of low hills of maybe no more than 100 metres elevation, separated by valleys. Generally, it is the bedrock geology which plays a major part in determining the shape of the land surface. Here, in this part of County Durham, however, it is the effects of the last ice age which are responsible for sculpting the land and producing the major features we see in our landscape. But this has been further modified by the effects of man. The most significant of the man-made events to add their imprint to our landscape is the mining of coal. With the wealth of this natural resource in County Durham, extensive exploitation has taken place since before the Industrial Revolution, and our landscape now bears witness to this. The most noticeable features are the numerous spoil heaps that now mantle the land surface in the southeast of the county. Now reclaimed, grassed over and planted, they add another topographic feature to our overall landscape. When we look to the north from the outskirts of Wheatley Hill at the start of our walk, we see that undulating landscape before us. Low rolling hills spread to the distance. Many of these are low mounds of glacial debris, the sands and gravels dumped from the ice sheets that once covered the area during their retreat and melting 10,000 years ago at the end of the last ice age. Other of the low mounds, however, are the remnants of former colliery spoil heaps. The low hill immediately to our left is such an example. Grassed over and reclaimed, it now adds its own element to the landscape.